The Neuroscience of Behavioral Addictions, Beyond Substances. Behavioral addictions, also known as process addictions, are a type of addiction that does not involve the consumption of a substance, but rather a compulsive behavior. These addictions can include activities such as gambling, shopping, gaming, internet use, and even exercise. While these behaviors may seem harmless on the surface, they can have serious consequences on an individual's life, affecting their relationships, work, and overall well-being. Understanding the neural mechanisms behind behavioral addictions is crucial in developing effective treatment approaches and interventions. Behavioral addictions are often characterized by an inability to control the behavior, continued engagement in the behavior despite negative consequences, and withdrawal symptoms when the behavior is not engaged in. These addictive behaviors can hijack the brain's reward system, leading to a cycle of craving, indulgence, and guilt. As our understanding of the brain and its complex neural pathways continues to grow, researchers are uncovering the underlying mechanisms that drive behavioral addictions, shedding light on potential treatment options and interventions. Understanding the brain's reward system. The role of dopamine. This system is primarily driven by the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter that plays a key role in motivation, pleasure, and reinforcement. When we engage in activities that are pleasurable or rewarding, such as eating a delicious meal or engaging in social interactions, dopamine is released in the brain, reinforcing the behavior and encouraging us to repeat it. Dysregulation of the reward system. In the context of behavioral addictions, this reward system can become dysregulated, leading to compulsive and addictive behaviors. Research has shown that individuals with behavioral addictions may have alterations in the dopamine system, leading to heightened sensitivity to rewards and a reduced ability to experience pleasure from other activities. The cycle of compulsive behavior. This can drive individuals to seek out the addictive behavior in order to experience the same level of pleasure and reward, leading to a cycle of compulsive behavior. Common behavioral addictions and their neural mechanisms. There are several common behavioral addictions that have been studied extensively in the field of neuroscience. One of the most well-known behavioral addictions is gambling addiction. Research has shown that individuals with gambling addiction may have alterations in the brain's reward system, including changes in dopamine receptor availability and function. These alterations can lead to heightened sensitivity to gambling-related cues and an increased motivation to engage in gambling behaviors. Another common behavioral addiction is internet addiction, which can encompass a range of activities such as social media use, online gaming, and compulsive internet browsing. Studies have found that individuals with internet addiction may have structural and functional changes in the brain, particularly in regions involved in impulse control and decision-making. These changes can contribute to the compulsive nature of internet use and the difficulty in controlling online behaviors. Gaming addiction is another prevalent behavioral addiction, particularly among young adults and adolescents. Research has shown that individuals with gaming addiction may exhibit alterations in the brain's reward system, including changes in dopamine release and receptor availability. These alterations can lead to a heightened motivation to engage in gaming behaviors and a reduced ability to experience pleasure from other activities. The role of dopamine in behavioral addictions. Dopamine plays a central role in the development and maintenance of behavioral addictions. This neurotransmitter is involved in the reinforcement of rewarding behaviors and is crucial for motivation and pleasure. In the context of behavioral addictions, dysregulation of the dopamine system can lead to heightened sensitivity to rewards, reduced sensitivity to punishment, and an increased motivation to engage in addictive behaviors. Research has shown that individuals with behavioral addictions may have alterations in dopamine release and receptor availability, leading to a heightened response to rewarding stimuli. This can drive individuals to seek out the addictive behavior in order to experience the same level of pleasure and reward, leading to a cycle of compulsive behavior. Additionally, chronic engagement in addictive behaviors can lead to desensitization of the dopamine system, requiring individuals to engage in increasingly intense or frequent behaviors to experience the same level of pleasure. Neuroplasticity and behavioral addictions. Neuroplasticity refers to the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections in response to learning and experience. In the context of behavioral addictions, neuroplasticity plays a crucial role in the development and maintenance of addictive behaviors. Chronic engagement in addictive behaviors can lead to changes in the brain's structure and function, contributing to the reinforcement of the addictive behavior. Research has shown that individuals with behavioral addictions may exhibit alterations in brain structure and function, particularly in regions involved in reward processing, impulse control, and decision-making. These changes can contribute to the compulsive nature of addictive behaviors and the difficulty in controlling them. Additionally, neuroplasticity can also play a role in the development of tolerance to addictive behaviors, requiring individuals to engage in increasingly intense or frequent behaviors to experience the same level of pleasure. Treatment approaches for behavioral addictions. Treatment for behavioral addictions often involves a combination of pharmacological interventions, psychotherapy, and lifestyle modifications. Pharmacological interventions may target the dopamine system, aiming to restore balance and reduce cravings for addictive behaviors. Medications such as naltrexone, which is used to treat alcohol and opioid addiction, have shown promise in reducing cravings for gambling and other behavioral addictions. Psychotherapy is also an essential component of treatment for behavioral addictions, aiming to address underlying psychological factors that may contribute to addictive behaviors. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, has been shown to be effective in treating behavioral addictions by helping individuals identify triggers for their addictive behaviors and develop coping strategies to manage cravings and urges. In addition to pharmacological interventions and psychotherapy, lifestyle modifications such as regular exercise, healthy eating habits, and stress management techniques can also play a crucial role in recovery from behavioral addictions. These lifestyle modifications can help restore balance to the brain's reward system and provide healthy alternatives to addictive behaviors. Future directions in neuroscience research on behavioral addictions. As our understanding of the neural mechanisms underlying behavioral addictions continues to grow, future research will likely focus on developing more targeted pharmacological interventions that specifically address dysregulation of the dopamine system. Additionally, advances in neuroimaging techniques such as functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, and positron emission tomography, PET, will allow researchers to further investigate changes in brain structure and function associated with behavioral addictions. Furthermore, there is a growing interest in exploring the role of genetics in predisposing individuals to behavioral addictions. Identifying genetic markers associated with an increased risk of developing behavioral addictions could help identify at-risk individuals early on and develop personalized treatment approaches. Overall, future research on behavioral addictions will likely continue to shed light on the complex interplay between genetics, neurobiology, and environmental factors in the development and maintenance of addictive behaviors. This knowledge will be crucial in developing more effective prevention and treatment strategies for behavioral addictions.